Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today and to meet someone that I am really happy to have here for the first time. Her name is Dr. Tracy J. Johnson, and I was fortunate enough to meet her in person recently as she was here visiting in the community where I live, and I got a chance to meet her and chat with her and learn about her work, and I'm very happy to have her with us today. She's the author of the new book, Broken Open, and she'll be sharing some of her story and information about how we can learn to truly love and accept ourselves. Her name is, as I mentioned, Dr. Tracy J. Johnson. Hi, Tracy. Welcome.
Hello, Ms. Melinda. Good afternoon. I'm so excited to be a part of your show today.
I'm delighted that you're here. And I will say, I don't know if you are having a little trouble with connectivity, but I'm having a bit of trouble hearing you. We'll do the best we can. Technology doesn't always work the best possible way, so we're just going to forge ahead. We're living in some really interesting times, aren't we, Tracy?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's totally changing the way we live and experience and see life. Totally. It's just
absolutely
really amazing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just thought it was really interesting as I was getting ready for this interview. I have your book, Broken Open, on my desk. And what I realized is that we're all being broken open right now, aren't we?
Yes, yes, definitely.
And so the book is, it's called Broken Open, A Truthful Journey into Your Heart. And the information that you share in this book is so, it's so straightforward and practical, yet it's so difficult sometimes for us to keep in focus, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is, especially when there's so much in terms of the unknown and uncertainty.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It really takes us out of our center. It knocks us out of our center, especially with so much fear going on out there. Again, when there's unknown, most often we become very afraid. So
yes, absolutely. So I'd like to ask if you would just take a few minutes and maybe share a little bit about yourself and your story. What was it that brought you to this place where you decided to do this work and to write this book? Can you share a bit of that with us?
Yes, definitely. I would love to do that. The reason why I called the book Broken Open is because so often on our journeys, we look at when we go through something that is traumatic or something that will cause us, you know, tremendous emotional pain, we would say that our hearts were broken. And as a result of that, and just experiencing, I'm a life coach as well, and in order to see things from a higher perspective and be able to experience your life from a place where I do believe that everything is as it should be and that all things work together for our good. And one of the ways in which I was able to look at my heart experiencing what I experienced as a result of my journey, instead of saying that my heart was broken, I looked at it as it being broken open. So the treasure that's within your earthen vessel and can come forth so that you can experience all that you are and were created to be. And so when I talk about our journey and it's causing us to experience emotional pain, my broken open experience, which after I wrote the book and I came to the realization, we're being broken open all of the time. Like right now, I would say that what we're going through is something that's causing us to be broken open, to take us, you know, on a journey within, even if we're not aware of it. It causes us to look at our lives and evaluate where we are and what we're going through and what we choose to experience moving forward. So my the main thing that broke me open was as a result of a relationship and a breakup. And so one day I made a decision. I was just like, you know, it's not worth it, and I wanted to throw in the towel. But before I, you know, totally gave up, I took an inward journey, and I began to speak to spirit or God or the Holy Spirit, whatever we would connect to a higher power, and just really wanted to know what love truly was, because I was feeling as if I felt like the experiences that I had when it concerned love was not what I would consider it to be based on my experience and the pain that I went through as a result of the relationships that I have been in. So I really needed to know from a totally different, a higher perspective in terms of what love was, so that whenever it, you know, I experienced it or was it before me, I would be able to identify it as such. So that's how it came about. Just, and I'm sure there are a lot of the listeners, have had the experience of our hearts being broken, or as I say, broken open on our journey. So that's basically where it all started. And then, you know, as I went and continued and I received guidance and what love truly, how the definition of love that came to me. And if I could, if I could share it with you right now, what came to me in terms of me taking an inward journey. So when I was calling out from the depths of my soul, and I just said, okay, what is love really? And most often before I go to sleep at night, if I have a question heavy on my heart, before I become fully awakened the next morning, I would receive my answer. And what I received, and when I said, what is love really, I received that love is all there is. It is the creative force of God which gives life to everything and everyone. It is experienced and expressed in many different ways, and to the degree in which your heart is open to allow love from the inside out will be to the degree that you will experience it and have the capacity to express it. And when I received that message, it just totally changed my life. It just totally changed my life, because the key was for me to experience love from the inside out, not looking outside of myself to experience love or for someone else to demonstrate love in the manner in which I desire to experience it.
And it's so much a part of our programming for us to look outside of ourselves for the answers, for the right person, the right situation, the right job, everything outside of ourselves, which is, it's backwards, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And one of the things, like, as on my journey and when I was younger, and I would always hear a couple of things that really stuck out, was one, looking for love in all the wrong places. And then the other message that I would hear or receive is that you can't love anyone else unless you first love yourself, right? And
exactly.
I really had a hard time with that. I had a hard time with that, and it may sound crazy. It's like, okay, why do I have to love myself first before I'm able to love someone else? I didn't understand that, even though, you know, now that I'm a mature woman and understand it from a higher perspective, and as a result of taking the inward journey, I realized that, you know, our first experience for most of us, or a great number of us, of love began or was from our parents. So, and then once, you know, we created our own relationships or attracted others in our lives, then that love came from those individuals in terms of what we how we define love and what, you know, the manner in which we experience love, it was always something that was as a result of an outward expression. And so most often we don't know what it looks like to love ourselves or what it feels like. And as, you know, being a coach, when I would ask my clients the question, you know, how do you demonstrate love to yourself? And it's not always an easy question to answer or a question that is easily answered. But if I say, well, how do you demonstrate love to your children or your husband or your significant other, then they can easily just rattle off, okay, I do this, I do that, I do that. But it's just we rather, or it's easier for us to love another person or, you know, look outside of ourselves to demonstrate love because if we don't understand what it looks like, or we don't know what it looks like or what it feels like to love ourselves, then we'd rather take the easy route out to look at someone else to do that, to fulfill that need or that desire that we have.
And it never works, does it?
No, because we will continue to have this yearning or this desire or void or whatever term we would like to call it, but we never experience the fulfillment of it, of someone else outside of us demonstrating or loving us in a certain manner. It's never enough, and it's just because our heart is calling us to come to take an inward journey so that we can experience the love that we are desiring and yearning for.
That's right. And it seems, I'm really grateful that so many people are beginning to recognize this and do this kind of work to help us kind of journey back home to our own self, to our own hearts, because that really is where we can find, that's where we can find the answers, the peace, and the experience of life that we're trying to find outside of ourselves. So
you've got
some really, I loved the way that you put together in your book the way that a person can answer their heart's call for love. And there are some specific actions that a person can take as they begin that journey, because we're all a little reluctant to go inward, because I think, you know, we've been programmed to think, you know, we're not good enough, or we're bad, or all those messages that we got that were just misunderstandings or miscommunications. If maybe it came from teachers or parents who were well-meaning, but, you know, they didn't have great training. And so there's a lot of really simple, seemingly small things that we can do that make a huge, huge difference. So what are some of those specific actions that each one of us can take as we begin that journey into our hearts?
Well, one of the things that is really, really important, and I actually I created something that's called the heart scan process, where I will assist the individual in taking a journey into their hearts, because the key and the most important thing that I drive home in the book is creating and building a relationship with your heart. And a lot of times individuals, they never thought about that. Or if what I'm doing, my workshops or my talks, and I'll say, how many of you have a relationship with your heart? And some will raise their hand. And then when they share with that, you know, what a relationship with their heart looks like it's different than what I am guiding the individual to experience and know. I always say it's the same as if you would have a relationship with an individual outside of yourself or a significant other. And one of the first things that I would have the participants or my clients do, which is not in the book, but I will share this first part, is I would have them to ask their heart, you know, what is your name? And I would tell them, listen, listen, right, you know, when you listen to your heart, and whatever the first name that comes up, it's your heart's name. And a lot of times people want to get stuck in their head. They'll start thinking, like, what is my heart name? I'm like, no. I say, because if someone comes up to you and they say, what is your name, you will immediately say what your name is. Your heart will do the same thing because your heart knows its name. And so
that's nice.
I've had, I've had many wonderful testimonies about that, because I've had individuals who would tell me what their heart's name was, and then I would have them to look it up right away. And it's just mind-blowing. I had one individual who their heart said their name was Bay, and they didn't receive it right away because it was a name that they had experienced on their journey that was different than what she would think that her heart would call itself. So when she looked it up, it was just really exciting, and then she embraced the name because it was like the first. And then I had an individual who heard a name, and she didn't want to receive it, and she changed it, and she used her little pendulum to see, you know, say, is Sean my heart's name? And it said yes, because that's her way to connect with spirit. But I would have them to do that because it's easier to build a relationship with your heart whenever you are able to address it. So at my heart's name is Bell, B with spelled B-E-L-L, because L means God. And that's the aspect of me that is one with the Creator. So that really made me feel good, and I would smile, and I would wake up in the morning and I would say, good morning, Bill. Or if I'm going through something, I'm having challenges, I will, you know, stop, and this is one of the processes that's within the book, is that you the first thing you do, you stop and you acknowledge what you're experiencing, because most often in the way, the manner in which your heart communicates to you is through your feelings. And your feelings is comprised of your beliefs, and then your beliefs will affect what you think, and your thoughts will affect your emotions. So a lot of times people don't know the difference between your emotions and your feelings, but your feelings is your heart's love language. It's the language in which your heart navigates, guides, and leads you to what you truly desire. So one of the processes, again, is you stop and you acknowledge what you're experiencing, meaning in terms of how what you're feeling. You accept what you're feeling, and in that moment, you ask your heart, what is it that you want me to know? So if I'm having low-level emotions, that's what I call it, then I will stop and say, Belle, what is it that you want me to know right now? Because when you're having emotions that are low-level, or emotions that are like fear, like right now so many people have fear in the moment, then you say, what is it that you want me to know right now? And then you stop and you begin to love on yourself, because it's your heart calling you inward to help you to see what is it that you're believing in this moment that's causing you to experience the low-level emotions, and what is it that you're thinking? So like if like with the coronavirus, a lot of individuals, they're in a state of fear because they're, you know, believing that, okay, if I do this or if I do that, I'm going to catch the virus. And then your thoughts surrounding that belief will be, you know, that adds to the fear, is like, if I, you know, hug this person, or if I go to, you know, fly and touch the, you know, the rail, or if someone coughs, you know, then that you start thinking about that, and it continues, and then it brings your emotions. The low-level emotions bring your vibration down. And so I've been sharing with individuals that if, you know, I don't operate from a place of fear, because, again, I've taken a truthful journey into my heart, and I've tapped into my power, and I understand who I am. But when we talk about vibrations, the virus is a low vibrational energy, right? And if you are, you know, overtaken by fear, fear is a low vibrational energy. So you will attract those things to you. So whatever is within your heart is what you will attract to you. So if you have fear within your heart, and that's a low vibrational energy, and the virus low vibrational, then you're more, you know, you will be more susceptible to, you know, attracting a situation where you would, you know, end up having or being affected by the virus. But I know that because I stay anchored in my heart and I stay focused on what I believe and keep my vibration high, that it can't touch me, you know. So that's one of the processes that I talk about in the book, is just, you know, being aware, hyper aware of your inner space, because so often we're distracted and caught up by the news and things that's going on, but your heart
the
will
outer
guide
space.
You. Or, yes. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. And like, we talk about the emotional blocks, because the emotional blocks is pointing to, you know, the low level emotions. And at one point I thought that the emotional blocks was a negative thing and it was something I had to resist and get rid of. But my heart revealed to me that emotional blocks, if I subscribe to the fact that love is all there is, then the emotional blocks is just love turned inside out. And then that way you don't resist it, because love turned inside out is resistance, attachment, and judgment. Those are some of the things that will turn your experience of love inside out. But I'm here to say that love will move everything out of the way that is not like it. Okay? And
yeah.
So as we, you know, take our inner journey and experience love from the inside out, then we, you know, the fear that we are experiencing that sometimes can overtake us, if we stay connected and focused and in tune to our heart will bring us to that place of peace, right, and the knowing that everything is going to be okay and all right.
Yes, absolutely. And I also really appreciated the way that you kind of put together a structure of the 12 layers of love, because I think so many of us, you know, we hear the words, we kind of mentally sort of think we understand what love means, and we can't understand it from our mind. It does have to be
right
in our heart. And you've actually given a structure of mental understanding for those feelings, those emotions of the heart that all of us know are high vibration. Peace, for instance, which is the first one that you describe. So can you talk about that a little bit more, the 12 layers of love, and how you came to understand that and lay out that structure?
Yes, I would love to. So the 12 layers of love, and as I took my truthful journey into my heart, if my heart was revealing to me, and the way I came to it was, the 12 layers of love points to the experience and the manifestation of love within your heart, right? And with the 12 layers, when we experience peace, it's a manifestation and an experience of love within your heart. When you're experiencing forgiveness, it is a manifestation and experience and a demonstration within your life, right? So everything when it concerns, like when you say that, we cannot comprehend love with our mind or our brain, but it's about the experience. Everything when it comes to love is all about the experience, because everything that we experience in and through our heart, right? And so when we look at the 12 layers of love, again, it's the manner in which my heart revealed to me to be able to, yes, verbalize it, because any of those, like even innocence and your power and joy and we, like we said, peace, and like these are some of the experiences of love that we desire to have right now with everything going on. And so there was a gentleman, and when I talked about the heart scan, within the heart scan is what I do is I take you on an inward journey where, again, when first when you acknowledge, you know, or give your allow your heart to reveal to you the, its name, then I will have you on the during the heart scan, I'll have you connect and communicate with your heart. So the first aspect of it is that, you know, it's the 12 layers of love, where you would say to your heart, what layer needs your my, you know, your attention right now? Like if it was you, if you were to say to your heart, what layer needs my attention? So if you are aware that you don't have peace right now, and I don't allow you to see the different layers within the, because I created, it's like kind of like a card deck. It is a card deck.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have you ask that question, and then you would pull the card. And I do it over the phone as well, and I would just be, you know, allow myself, my heart to connect with yours, and then allow the layer to come forth. That's the first step. And then,
mm-hmm.
so, for example, if your heart is the layer of peace needs your attention, so it's saying, your heart is saying that you have a lack of peace, which you most often you would say, okay, I know that. But then we need to find out what is the emotion that's keeping you from experiencing peace. And so
okay.
most often, like right
mm-hmm.
about now, you know, without you even looking at it, I'll allow them to, you know, again, connect with your heart, allow that emotion to come forth, and your heart will reveal to you that this is the emotional block that's keeping you from experiencing peace. And then the last
uh-huh.
part would be the call to love. And so within that deck, it, your heart, you say, what is it, you know, what is it that you're calling for in this moment to in order for me to clear this emotional block so I can experience peace, right? And then
okay,
you will pull
yeah.
the card, and it's just really mind-blowing in terms of what your heart reveals. So I just want to make sure that the listeners know that the book is not just about another book that talks about self-love and you know, the same thing that you about relationships and things of that nature, but it really assists individuals in actually connecting and creating a relationship with their heart. So that, you know, when I grew up in the church, there was a scripture that talks about peace in the midst of a storm. And so
yes.
I can truly say, because I've taken a truthful journey into my heart, and because I'm hyper aware, as I would call it, of my inner space or my heart, I can say that I have peace in the midst of this storm, because the 12 layers of love, they're within the center point of your heart, right? And so if you're
uh-huh.
not experiencing peace, or if you're not experiencing joy, I always say that you have fallen out of love, meaning that you have fallen out of the center of your heart where you experience all 12 layers of love in that moment. So
okay.
it
that
really,
makes sense.
Really, really, really helps the individual. And I'm so grateful that I was chosen. First of all, I wrote the book for me. I had to experience the journey for myself, and as a result, my life has totally changed, because I would probably be in a state of fear and concern about what's going on, but because I have been on the journey, I've taken the journey, and I know, like, one of the things that we all have to be mindful of our hearts and the center aspect of who we are in terms of being aware of what we're feeling. Because what happens is, if you're not in tune to your heart and your heart is sending you messages constantly, before long,
mm-hmm.
your emotions will take you over, right? And it becomes a lot more difficult to center yourself again. But not only that, it starts to create blocks within your physical body. You know, when they say dis-ease create disease, and that is why it's so important to connect with your heart and follow its guidance. And the easiest way that I've found to be able to do that is to build a relationship with my heart, communicate with my heart when I'm having a hard time, you know, go
uh-huh.
within and just, you know, seek guidance and answers in terms of what to do and how to do it and when to do it. Even, you know, in the book, it gives a lot of research that I've studied in terms of, like, even heart math and how your heart creates a
yeah.
magnetic field, which attracts
right.
things to you. So it goes back to whatever is within your heart is what you're going to attract to you. That's the same as law of attraction. But I hadn't heard that, you know, when they say, whatever is within your heart is what's going to attract to you. People have to be clear in terms of what they need to do in order to shift into that center point so you can tap into your power to create your, be a deliberate creator of your reality.
I love the way you have taken what a lot of us are hearing a lot about, but you've taken it into a really very personal and individualized process of having a relationship with your own heart. That's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
And I know we're just about out of time, but I do want to let the listeners know that your book is available. It's a really a wonderful book. I highly recommend it. And what is your website if people want to learn more about your work?
Yes, it's openheartworld.com. And so
right.
It's all
open
about
heart
the heart.
World.
Opening up. Yep, open heart world. And I would say for those who are listening, and if you purchase the book, and you can just put in, you know, and when you send the information, I don't know, Melinda, maybe we could just say they can put in a code open heart and or, yeah, open heart. And I will do a mini heart scan so we can identify the primary block layer that's blocked within your heart so that they can experience the 12 layers of love and what is, you know, keeping them from experiencing all they are and were created to be and being able to attract what they desire. So if you can put it out there on your website, if you purchase a book, I will set an appointment to do a mini heart scan to identify the layer of love that needs your attention and then the emotional block that's keeping you from experiencing that layer and then what your heart is calling for in that moment. So if you just
okay.
visit openheartworld.com, purchase the book, and I will, you know, we can schedule a mini heart scan for you.
Okay, wonderful. So you can... Again, you can find more out about Dr. Tracy J. Johnson at openheartworld.com. You can buy her book. And if you do, Emboldened Heart listeners are being offered a very generous opportunity to get a free mini heart scan. So thank you so
yes.
much, Tracy. It was just a real pleasure to have you here. And thank you for your work. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share and be able to reach more people to help them to experience and love themselves and be deliberate creators of their life. So thank you so much,
Absolutely.
Melinda, and many blessings sending you much love and light.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.